what's the name of that show? I know it. Give me a second. Oh, Sir Tone Bone Show. And I'm your host, Antonio.
You got a topic most definitely need to be talked about. You feel me? It's a shorty that got to know my personality, that I fight for what I believe in. She's very chipper. You know, she has a laugh where I'm like, I sense pain. I don't know about anybody else, because it sounds like a fake ass laugh. But I do fuck with her though, you feel me? She's beautiful, most definitely. She ain't got like the baddest body, but she's beautiful, you know? I ain't gonna take that away from her. But I have picked up on that she lies. She is afraid to tell you the truth, you feel me? She's afraid to let people in. And I sense something has happened, you know? Do I want to know? Because it's like, once you really get to know a woman, man, she shares too much. She treats you different. You feel me? You become more as her secondary therapist. You know, like, you literally got a therapist for her shit. You feel me? You like, man, this shorty, I fuck with her. But, man, she be let too much shit off her chest. And I'm like, okay, like, I'm not trying to marry you or nothing like that, you know? Baby, I just want you with the teddy out, let's fuck, whatever. You want to get in your emotions. I'm not there right now, you know? But I picked up on some information when I asked for her Instagram. I'm like, damn, you told such and such one thing, but I see something different on your gram. You feel me? Now, she don't just come out, oh yeah, I got a kid. She acknowledged the kid be someone else. But if you really do your homework, you know, like, I had motherfuckers tell me she got stretch marks. She had a kid. You know? That's a piece of evidence right there, you know? But it's like, why a lot of motherfuckers? You feel me? Motherfuckers just trying to get to know you. Ain't motherfucker ain't trying to date you or nothing. But, it's like, you really gotta watch people. Because I'm going to say this, like, every woman I have encountered, they was dealing with pain. You feel me? And it's like, I think I want to reset where I don't ask you for your number. I don't even try to get to know you type of shit. You know? Like, let's keep it real, you know? Like, shit just wild. Like, you jump in some shit, looking the fuck, but then it turns into some other shit that you're not prepared for. You know? Too much shit has happened. Me, I'm the type of person, I don't really go nowhere because I don't trust people. I have a hard time trusting people. Especially when you watch the news. For me, I was shy coming up, you know? I wanted to get to know people, but I didn't know how to do it. Even to this day, I don't know how to talk. I communicate with sarcasm, and that's not a good thing. So people think I'm hurting, and I might be. And it may be because I don't really know what's it's like to be loved. You feel me? To have a shorty like, I love you. Anything like that. You know? Like, a date, I would have no idea what to do. You know? But when we just kicking it, talking shit, playing games, I'm good there. But when it gets into, like, some other... Now, I won't say I can't handle emotions and shit like that. I can do that. I, you know, you can open up to me. I open up to you. But it's just, like, knowing what the fuck I'm supposed to do at in a relationship. You know, it's like, hey, you supposed to come over and cut the grass. Like, huh? I am? Type of shit. That's shit I'm not ready for. That's the shit where I have to learn. And I have to be with a woman that has patience. You know, oh, sure, we're going to have a good time. We're going to make money. Everything, but it's just, I don't know what a relationship is. I didn't grow up with knowing what marriage is. None of that shit. You feel me? Don't know my grandfather. Neither one of them. You know, my father gone, my dad father gone. So it's like, everything I know is from television when it comes to like certain shit, you know, because I didn't have the opportunity to experience, you know. So it's like, I really judge people, you know. But when it comes to other shit, I rush. And I'm like, bro, I need to calm down. Really. But when you have an experience shit, life can be scary as hell. For sure. You know? So you got to find something positive to hold on to. To keep you strong. For sure.